And welcome into today's audiocast for Monday, August 27th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney. Ever feel the slightest twinge of guilt at sending the byproducts from all those gallons of 100 low lead or Jet A into the atmosphere? Well, Jeff Whitward of Carbon Neutral Planes thought you might want a way to sleep better at night, and he's tailored a program just for aircraft operators. AvWeb's Russ Niles discussed the concept with Whitward recently and found out that treading lightly on the earth is easier than you might think.
I've been a pilot. I first got my license in the late 60s. And done a lot of energy work during that time also. And I guess over the last year or so, 2 years, I've been concerned about sort of the public image of aviation. I see a lot of other businesses take a lot of heat because they're unresponsive to public concerns about CO2 emissions primarily. And I didn't want to see that same thing happen to aviation. Felt that there ought to be a way for, you know, given that people don't like airports, they don't like airplane noise, they have lots of, people like to complain about a lot of things. I didn't want them also complaining about CO2 from airplanes. Making it available to people who wanted to do something to compensate for their, or to address the issue of CO2, a program, and it's primarily through carbon offsets. We can't really burn biodiesel fuels in our airplanes, and we can't really burn ethanol on a wide scale. Some people do that. I saw some ethanol-powered planes in Oshkosh. But the best way for individual plane owners to do all that right now is through carbon offsets. And I did a lot of research on carbon offsets, tried to figure out the best, you know, all that. Certainly there was a lot of issues with them, but I tried to identify a good source of it, a good source of offsets, a couple good sources, and put together a program where pilots can compensate for the fuel that they burn by using carbon offsets.
Briefly explain to us what a carbon offset is. I think people have heard of them, but they may not know precisely how they work.
Commonly the idea is that by some organizations does something that reduces CO2, and this could be anything from managing a forest, and I emphasize managing a forest as opposed to planting trees, because it really is forest management that yields the best results from reducing CO2. It might also be capturing methane from coal mines or from agricultural feedlots. Most commonly, it's doing things like developing alternative energy projects, wind projects or photovoltaic projects. Let me just take that as an example. When I develop a wind project, the power that's produced tends to be more expensive, and so that makes it not economically attractive to develop a wind project. They can sell their power to the utility, but that might not be enough money to finance the wind project. Well, if those people can also sell carbon offsets because fuel was burned in a power plant because wind replaced it, then those people can make effective, a cost-effective, a wind project that might not otherwise be cost-effective. So that's where the carbon offsets come from. They come from somebody developing a project, whether it's a wind project or a methane recovery project or whatever, and that makes it economically feasible to do that project and reduce the greenhouse gases, and it otherwise would not be economically feasible. So an organization like, I'll just take the Chicago Climate Exchange, where we buy most of our offsets, basically creates a market. It certifies those projects that they really are reducing energy and reducing CO2 in the way they claim, and it makes those available to the market. And the offsets then become available at a market price. It's a very market-oriented system, so that the more demand there is for those credits, the higher the price goes, the greater the supply is, the lower the price goes. And that kind of makes economically feasible then projects to reduce CO2 or recover CO2 or methane that would not otherwise be practical. So that's basically the way the offsets work. What we as pilots do by going in and buying those offsets is that we basically are making it more economically feasible for more people to develop wind projects, methane recovery projects, or forest management projects.
Okay, so how does it work? How do I go about making my little airplane carbon neutral?
We kind of have two programs. One of them is what we call a personal airplane program for people that own individual, personal business or pleasure. That's a program in which we look at the flight records from the airplane. And what we do is we go back 12 months and we look at how much did you fly that in the corresponding period 12 months ago, and then we estimate the fuel use either you provide us fuel use records, or we estimate fuel use based on industry information about fuel use by different types of planes, and then we purchase the corresponding offsets. The way we work financially is that if a person is a individual plane owner, or a corporate plane, or in that case, we charge you for the offsets the same thing we pay for them. We don't make money on based on how much you fly or how much CO2 you produce. We charge you for the offsets the same thing that we pay for them from the Chicago Climate Exchange. And we've paid money to become a member of the Chicago Climate Exchange, so we have the right to buy those. We're a critical exchange participant. So you pay us what we paid for them. The way that we cover our costs is by charging you a membership fee to be a member of the carbon neutral plane program. For an individual plane owner, for a private plane owner, that's $120 a year. For a corporate plane owner, that's $1,000 a year.
The actual cost of the carbon offsets is quite reasonable, though, isn't it? It's not a huge amount of money for flying your airplane.
It really is. I think people generally tend to be surprised at how economical it is. It typically ranges between 4 and 5 cents a gallon, depending on whether it's whether your plane is using AB gas or Jet A. It also varies a little bit. Prices, it's set by the market, so it's a little bit like asking what today's interest rate is. But it tends to be, over the last few months, it's been around 4 or 5 cents a gallon for those offsets.
Okay, so the typical pilot who's maybe flying 100 or 150 hours a year is probably going to get away for around $30 or $35 a year in carbon offsets. Is that a fair guess?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that, but you're right. I mean, you can look at that if they're burning 10 gallons an hour, and if they're burning, and if they're only flying 100 hours a year, which a lot of private pilots do, that's 1,000 gallons, and so that's only about, as you just said, that's about $50, so it's not very much. Of course, if you're a business jet, business jets tend to fly several hundred hours a year, and they're burning a lot more fuel than what we do, so it's costing them quite a bit more. And I'd also comment that one of the reasons that we do this, the different pricing, is that, you know, the business, we've tried to price this such that it makes it economical for people to participate in the program. Business organizations typically get business benefits from this, which a private owner doesn't do. And that's, what we want them to do. We want them to be able to, there's this phrase out there about, doing well by doing right. In the same way that Toyota gets a lot of publicity by being green with its Prius, or the same way that Starbucks gets a lot of publicity for having shade-grown coffee or fair trade coffee. We'd like it to be that companies, they get business benefits by being members of the program. That's why we focus on that. It's not just that we're selling offsets. That's really an important concept of this. It's not that you can buy offsets from lots of different people. They'll frequently charge more because basically they charge you a retail price because they make a margin on the offset if you just go and buy them on the web from somebody. But that's not the point. The point is that we certify the planes. We look at flight records so that if you have a decal that says carbon neutral plane on your plane, it says that somebody's looked at your flight records, that is to say carbon neutral plane, and we've agreed that you bought a sufficient number of offsets to be able to claim that your plane's carbon neutral. So we're trying to create a goodwill brand in the same way that people that do shade-grown coffee or fair trade coffee or things like that, they've developed a brand that says these people are trying to do the right thing. We want that same thing, for example, for our business members or for our personal members, but especially the business members, to be able to gain some business benefits from being green.
Jeff Whitward of Carbon Neutral Planes. The world's best website for general aviation news and information is www.avweb.com. 24/7 updates and news alerts. Sign up is free, and we promise we won't spam you or sell your name. Comments on this audiocast welcome. Audionews@avweb.com. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, August 31st. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.